Hello and welcome to Radio Goethe. I'm Arndt Peltner. Today with another edition of Wunderbar Together, music stories that connect us. Today's topic is Krautrock, this German music scene from the late 60s to the late 1970s that became quite famous and influential around the world. You will hear today lots of music and some of the pioneers of this still amazing and diverse music genre. Stay tuned. You can find the playlist at radiogoethe.org. You're listening to a Wunderbar Together Krautrock special. Recently, Bear Family Records started to release a four-part series on Krautrock, a great overview of this diverse idea of music from Germany in the 1970s. I spoke to the curator of this series, Burkhard Rausch, who has researched this topic for a long time.
Eigentlich gibt es keine genaue und präzise Definition des Krautrock, aber alle wissen, was gemeint ist.
There's no specific and clear definition of Krautrock, but everybody knows what is meant when you talk about Krautrock. Krautrock is a description for a period of the German music scene from 1969 to about 1979. Krautrock was able to be a lot, most interestingly, when it was not influenced by Anglo-American music. This uniqueness was represented by these German bands, which had a creative carefreeness. Krautrock was widespread. Electronic, art rock, blues rock, anarcho agit rock, jazz and folk rock. Everything was possible. Krautrock was a specific West German phenomenon. Next to being from Germany, another factor was that they were open for experimental ideas in their music.
Ein klassischen Krautrock-Bands war außer der geografischen Herkunft der Hang zur experimentellen, ja, improvisationslastigen Rockmusik in allen Spielarten gemein.
Thank you.
Jean-Yves Perron was one of the founding members of Faust, one of the most influential krautrock bands that still today is celebrated worldwide as pioneers in their field.
Es kann sein, dass dieser Aspekt.
He thinks that the way Faust creates music could be motivating for other musicians and bands. But for the audience, it might not be charming how he puts it. Perron says they work pretty dilettantish, but in the original meaning of the word. They work with lots of joy, with lots of simplicity, less virtuosity. They are hardly practicing, but they are playing often live. This could be interesting and important to others who might say, what they can do, we can do. Others might say they get inspired by the simple view, almost a childish view.
Und wir inspirieren uns von diesem frischen Blick, von diesem also fast kindischen also Blick auf die Musik. We'll be right back.
Hans-Joachim Irmler is another founding member of Faust and famous for his sound perception of the world. I had the chance to meet and talk to him several times about those 1970s, the band's development and how they became quite the Krautrock flagship.
Ich meine, ich kann da leicht darauf antworten, weil es ist ja so, dass ich schon meine, wir haben nichts, keine Sparte bedient, nie.
For him, Faust was always a band that didn't serve any genre. They instead tried to be their own genre. It was never about only just one segment. He knows that the usage of, for example, a drilling machine was pioneering for lots of industrial bands that followed. But this is just a small part. Faust played and still plays with things, with images, with feelings, with everything they can get a hand on. We are notorious players, Irmler says. Some are going to Las Vegas to gamble, they are doing it with sounds. It is nice if people recognize today what they have done over the years, but this is not necessary for them. The artist is the man, and the man is an artist. It is not important what they have done in the past. It is more important to move forward, not to wait at one corner, so people can say, oh, this is the guy with steel strings. Sure, this makes it easier and probably more successful. But Irmler says, if I ask you now what is Faust, you wouldn't find a simple answer, and that is what I like. That there's no easy suspension method for what Faust is.
Jetzt, wenn ich dich fragte, was ist Faust, da würdest du doch eher ins Rotieren kommen. Verstehst du? Aber das finde ich eben schön dran, dass das eben nicht so eine einfache, simple Aufhängemethode erlaubt, Faust zu sein.
Krautrock war zu Beginn mehr als Sammelbegriff für Musik aus Deutschland.
Krautrock became an umbrella term for music from Germany. There was no united movement, not far-reaching stylistic similarities. Krautrock became a synonym for German rock music that didn't accept the imitations of rock and roll and beat models from the English-speaking countries. It was a term for everything Teutonic. It kind of sounded stiff and awkward, but Krautrock was also Teutonic meticulousness, heaviness, pathos and rhythm spasms of the German bands of the time. There was a more bluesy movement in the north, a more academic avant-garde scene in the west, and a spacey psychedelic scene in the south, and the more electronic psychedelic one in West Berlin, the so-called Berlin School. Commercially, there was not the big success, although some bands like Birth Control, Kraftwerk or Embryo made it onto the charts. Krautrock was more valued abroad and only later was recognized as an important and innovative chapter of the German music scene at home.
Krautrock wurde aber lange nur im Ausland geschätzt und wurde erst später in seiner Heimat als wichtiges und innovatives Kapitel der deutschen Musikgeschichte gewürdigt.
6 Monate Vorbereitungszeit für ein musikalisches Experiment und herausgekommen ist eine Pleite.
This clip from a report of the German broadcaster WDR from 1971 shows that bands like Faust were not well received in Germany. A failed experiment, how the reporter describes the music. Krautrock is not one genre. This playlist today describes this as well. Next to Kraftwerk and Faust, Tangerine Dream and Klaus Schulze are recognized as the driving forces of the 1970s German music scene. For Klaus Schulze, music back then was a lot of interacting with others.
The thing was, when I started, playing with Tangerine Dream and also with Usher Temple, we were bands, that means three or four members. And what I find out in this time was that we are more discussing about music than doing music, because we had all different opinions of what kind of music we really want to do, especially with Tangerine Dream, because it was the early days and electronic music in that sense was not even existing. And so on a certain time, you know, I just got fed up with discussing and all this, and also because both bands had a kind of a traditional setup. That means they had drums, they had a guitar and a bass player, and I just tried to do some experimental stuff, so it was not really electronic music for me. And so I decided to go solo, and that means also that I had totally control about the entire music, and you could work much faster because you have not to discuss or to wait on the other members in the band. And it is a kind of let's say, mature to become a real, let's say, electronic music without compromises. And of course, Lee said that maybe I had no contact with other musicians, but for this I have certain different projects, like as a project Warnfried, and which is also with other musicians where we all really do different music, and also the project Dark Side of the Moog, and where we do some kind of ambient trance music. So I'm still in a situation from time to time where I'm communicating with other musicians, so I'm not just getting lost in my dreams of a solo musician, you know, so I still have the contact to other musicians. And it also makes fun, but I would never be, do just a band project doing electronic music. That is, I think that this is the best way to do it on my own.
Of Germany, Radio Goethe.
Gestatten, hier spricht der Elektrolux. Ich wohne in der Lüsterklemme neben dem Hauptsäle. Ich sorge für euren Saft. Volt, Watt, Ampere, Ohm, ohne mich gibt's keinen Strom. Was bedeutet denn eigentlich der Name Guru Guru?
Der Name Guru Guru ist zum Beispiel prähistorisch. Er soll, kann und zeigt aber nichts.
Etwas Besseres als dort können wir alle mal finden.
Was war für dich ein besonders wichtiges Ereignis?
Der erste Bohnenkaffee nach dem Krieg.
Was macht ihr eigentlich, wenn ihr einmal älter seid?
Grobschnitt was one of these bands with the roots in the 1960s, but with their big success in the 1970s, they became part of the krautrock era, if they wanted or not. Here is Erock, founding member, and today the kind of archivist of Grobschnitt.
Our special problem was that we got roots getting back to the typical beat soul era of the early and mid-60s. When we started out making music at that time, we were very fond of instrumental bands like, for instance, the Spotniks, the Shadows, the Tornadoes from the US, Ventures. All those instrumental bands. Looper, the guitar player, was a great admirer of the Tornadoes. So probably he learned his typical playing lead guitar from those melody bands. They played melodies back then, you know? And Lupo always played the newest song, like Telstar and How Was It Called to Me, and said, oh, listen to this, it's great, and I want to play guitar like this. And so he got very special roots from that era. And that was fairly 10 years before the krautrock was invented. So our roots, we played in the first years, we played blues. We played rhythm and blues. We played soul numbers. We played everything beat, songs from the Beatles and the Stones. And that has nothing to do with krautrock. And so we learned our tasks from the beginning in this kind of music. And later, then we developed ourselves and wanted to make own stuff and play own songs. And so we went on inventing our style, which was typically our style. And it couldn't be compared to many of the other German bands of that time.
Thank you.
was today's Radio Goethe Wunderbar Together story about Krautrock. You can find the entire interview with Burkhard Rausch and this and other Wunderbar Together music stories on my website radiogoethe.org. Thank you so much for listening. Tschüss, I'm Arndt Peltner.